both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
In the spirit realm. Yeah, there were a lot of prayer went up for the meeting yesterday that the atmosphere. See, if you take the atmosphere, you got it. If you can establish the atmosphere, the environment, you got it. If the devil can establish it, he got it. Whoever has air supremacy is going to win the war. Are you hearing? Whoever has air supremacy. So we take the airwaves. That's where our warfare is, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, the evil that's in these high places. But we have authority. Tell somebody, I have authority. I have dominion over this. I got to open my mouth. I got to walk this walk. I got to endure. I got to fight. I got to wrestle. I got to push back the darkness. I got to bind the devil. I have authority to do these things. Serpents and scorpions, all the power of the enemy has to succumb to me. I'm a child of God. Amen. That's who you are. This is how we walk. So when the intensity comes, you got to fight it with intensity. Amen. And then we have to subdue these things with greater intensity. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The warfare lies in the soul realm. In the soulish realm. The mind, the will, the emotions. You know, I love what the evangelist did when she got there. She danced with all her might. We do that. That has to do with our emotions are given to us by God. Amen. People sometimes will say about certain denominations, they're holy rollers. We're not a denomination. We just love God. But now you have those, and they're saved, but their expression is different, and I got no qualms with it. You know, they won't even raise a hand. Praise the Lord. That's, what got his hand up for? You know, worshiping. And they're saved, and they love God. I'm of this persuasion, though, that your emotions were given to you for a reason. Amen. Amen. We exercise our emotions, but hear me, we are not emotional. Amen. You ain't got to be in the line at Walmart making no scene. Folks scared to get behind you, around you. Everybody getting in another line because you're there praising the Lord, speaking in tongues. No. Everything needs to be done decently and in order. And the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. But see, when we get in a setting like this, we come together like this, it's time to blow off some steam. I might not be able to do it out in public like I want to, because it'll be out of order. But oh, you're not going to hold me down when I get among the saints, when I get into the house of God, when the music is going. Amen. When the praises are going up, that's my time to let. That's not my time to come and be a spectator. It's time to be involved, a participator. God will move mountains. Things happen when people praise God. Oh, yes, it does. Amen. So the plutonic plates in the spirit realm are shifting, causing things to relocate. The challenge is in the mind. If your confidence doesn't rise Well, let me say it this way. Your confidence has to rise above your mental aptitude. Mentally, sometimes we stay on lock. And sometimes that's due to your due to your inner man having been wounded. Maybe growing up, a fear, a phobia, something that happened where you can't seem to break past that. And so you've become a person that goes to a certain extent, but you won't go any further. Because number one, it's uncomfortable. And you're afraid to really get outside of you. Can I use the phrase, get lost in praise? Because you're so aware of people watching you, or how you look, or how you might sound, you know, because you don't want to get out there and have anybody hurt you again or say something about you. You know, I used to have an issue with rejection. Tell somebody, rejection is hell. You know, after you lay your life down, and give and give and give and give, and then people reject you. Amen. Then they reject you. It can do something to your inner man. Amen. To where you say, I ain't never gonna do that again. And then God is over here telling you to do this. He's nuh-uh. The devil is a lie, but it's God. But that rejection has caused you to. So mentally, you know, we have to break through. That's why I say praise is so powerful. Things happen in praise that you can't define. You can't put a measurement on it. You know, like I know, after you praise, you not only do you feel different. It's like something's off your mind, something's off your spirit. Yeah, you've entered another. You're relocated. You might have come in heavy. Amen. You might have come in a little discouraged, but when you praise in that, all of a sudden everything's all right. Let me tell you something. Actually, the real you. Amen. The real you is when we actually come into God's presence like that, and you feel like you can run through a troop. You feel like, you know, Samson. You feel like you are unstoppable. You feel like, where the devil at? You feel like that millionaire. You feel like all things are possible. You know that God is on the throne and you're sitting up there with him. And you start walking tall, guess what? That's the real you. I said, that's the real you. When you go back into the world, you start to succumb and conform. Till you get back together and you start praising again and God show you the real you. See, the real you is how the devil sees you. They know. You hear me say it often. The devil don't wake up trying to attack you. As a matter of fact, when you wake up, the devil's going, okay. Better get out of his way. Leave him alone. Mentally, our confidence will not rise above our mental aptitude. And praising and things like that break through those mental barriers. It's often how you have to get to where you just don't care. That's not irresponsibility. I love to see people, you know, not knocking each other down. That's the flesh. That's carnal. You know, jumping across chairs. And I've seen elders, older elders in their 70s, from the pulpit. I'll never forget it. From the pulpit, they were praising, and this was in California. He was praising, and he got so wound up, he ran from the pulpit, And they had double velours like those, not metal like that, but into a vestibule, and ran smack into the door. Boom! He left the service for a little while. When he came back, he had a big old bandage, big old white bandage. He was bleeding too. Talk about praising the Lord. I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. Something is wrong with that picture. And this was an elder. He got up with the big old bandage on his head. Now that ain't what we're talking about here, but I'm talking about when you I've seen this too, where one of my natural brothers would praise. And I knew he was under the anointing of God. Now, see, this is where mentally a lot of people don't go. They're kind of afraid. And I'm not saying that we live there, but God will do things beyond us. You got to get used to God doing things beyond you. You do everything that you can, and you do what's right. You live before God and walk in integrity. But God will do things beyond your abilities because it's God doing it. He would get up over here where Brother Al is. And by the way, Brother Al, I think, invited the most people. So we got to get a gift for him, right? A basket or something to the men's conference. I'm just adding that into the message. He would get up and start praising while the church was just ruckus, you know, praising. And he would spin around. I watched him. I was praising, but I was watching. He would take off, and there'd be people all over the place. And he would take off running with his eyes closed. And wouldn't hit anybody. And would run all the way to the other side. The church wasn't quite this wide. Run all the way to the other side fast. And he wasn't that fast a runner, but he was running fast. And stop right at the wall. Eyes closed. Now, I don't recommend that. Don't be trying it. Never try that. No. Where the nurse is at? I think I'm going to try that. No, don't try it. See, he wasn't trying it. I seen it. Then run right back. Right back to his seat. So you see a lot of these things. So mentally, there are barriers. Let me ask you something here. You've heard me ask these before. I want to ask them again. Is your mind open to the idea of accomplishing much greater things? From where you are right now, imagination is really important. The imagination, like our emotions, has been given to us by God. It's part of our soul realm. But rather than using your imagination for thinking about what can go wrong, why not use it for thinking about what can go right? Or the possibility or potential of something. How can you see it? Can you see greatness? But the question is, in your mind, is your mind open to the idea of accomplishing much greater things? Number two, can you believe there's a greater purpose in your DNA? There's greatness locked in all of us, locked in our DNA. And we must get past some things mentally.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.